the material world, good, bad, all bad, and morality. Devotees of Krishna perform activities to give pleasure and happiness to Krishna. Everything they do is actually good for everyone, because Bhagavan, or God, is the root or foundation of the entire world. Bhakti gives auspiciousness to the devotees and to everyone else. If we please the Lord, we ultimately please the society. What is good and bad from the moral point of view is not necessarily good and bad in the ultimate sense. It has its limited value and area. Whatever is good and bad will go up to heaven or come down to hell in the paths of karma and jnana. But in the path of bhakti, whatever progress you make on the spiritual path is good and will never be destroyed. Neha bikrama nasho si pratyabhyo navidyate swapam apyasi dharmase trayate mahato bhayat. But the other paths of karma and jnana, even if you go to heaven, it seems that you made a lot of progress, but again you come down. My verse is there in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 21. Te tam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam shine punye martyalokam vishanti evam tri dharmam anu prapana gatagatam kama kamalabhante. When they have thus enjoyed heavenly sense pleasure, they again return to this mortal world. Thus, those who are filled with desires and follow the Vedas to attain material enjoyment achieve only flickering pleasure. They are then cast down to suffer repeated birth and death. So this is a result. We work very hard. And what do you get? It seems like you make a lot of progress, but it ends up zero. So it's ultimately bad. It's all useless in the ultimate sense. It's defective thinking. When one thinks this is good, he wants to go to heaven. If you think it's good, you'll work for it. But in transcendental vision, you understand that it's no good, it's a waste of human life. This concept of good and bad in the material world, everything is actually bad. Srila Prabhupada used the example of dry stool and wet stool, it's all stool. Go to heaven, it may be like dry, but eventually you'll get wet. It's all useless, unless you're a pig. Stool has no value. But in transcendental vision, we can see that everything is good, but not necessarily from the material viewpoint or the vision of morality, but from transcendental vision. Material morality is based on material conceptions. The bodily platform, like chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was preaching morality. He was on the bodily platform, good and bad. From the transcendental vision, everything in the material world is useless. It's all within the purview of the three modes of nature. Unless we come to the transcendental level, a person has not actually made any progress, even from the moral point of view. A person may be very truthful, kind and friendly, very helpful to others, and may even be austere. But if he doesn't know who he is and who is God, his so-called good and bad will end with his death. And after that, his good or bad or his mundane morality will mean nothing. Whatever progress we make in bhakti is always eternally good and beneficial. Even if we don't become successful and perfect in one life, then when we die, we'll continue our progress in next life. So this is the best path of action.